This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain relieving braces too for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
Never show any sign of weakness. Always go for the throat. Buy low, sell high. Fear, that's the other guy's problem.
Biz Talk Radio is proud to bring you Investor's Edge with Gary Kaltbaum. Straight talk about you and your money. You can reach Gary now at 877-747-EDGE. That's 877-747-3343. Here is your host, Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. I'm Gary Kaltbaum, your host. Hey, thanks for being with us today. Glad you are here, ladies and gentlemen. Happy that you are listening. It is Thursday, July 14th, and it's 2016. And we're here to talk about everything that affects you, your buckos, and all points in between: elections, markets, economy, fake job numbers, scam, shams, corruption, you name it, we cover it. Housekeeping first, number one, we are getting close to the Republican National Convention. We urge you to watch Fox News, Fox Business. They will cover it from soup to nuts. That's for starters. Number two. If you don't get this show in your city, go to GaryK.com. You can listen live or archive. We are live 6.06 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. Also at GaryK.com, you can follow me on Twitter. Just press the button or go to Twitter at Gary Kaltbaum. You can email me. Just be nice. Read our articles, commentary, sarcasm, charts of the day, news of the day. If you want to hear about our money management, we'd like to hear what you're doing. You'd like to hear what we're doing. Terrific. And whatever else. And our consultation services, I think, are up now. I think. Check it out. So the big story, we told you here, and it wasn't really a guess. We were feeling it out, and it's not like we know anybody. We're nobodies here. We thought Mike Pence is going to be picked as governor, as vice president, and he has been picked. It has not been announced. It will be announced tomorrow, but he was asked, and he accepted to Donald Trump. And I can only explain this the way I can explain it. I'd vote for Mike Pence over Donald Trump. That's how much I like the guy. I'd vote for him for president. If he ran for president, I'd vote for him. I love him, as a matter of fact. He is in my pocket. Right my lane. He's for a smaller government. Efficient government. What a concept, huh? He's for fiscal responsibility. He's for lower taxes. Simplified taxes. Strong military. Take care of veterans. School choice. What a concept that is. I love the guy. I absolutely love him. I would not have loved if they picked Chris Christie. I would not have loved that. I did not love Sarah Palin. I would not have voted for her for president. But this guy's good. And hopefully he will rub off on Donald Trump and what I call his loosey-goosiness with his mouth. and we'll see what happens. So I give a clap for the choice. And again, I'm quite simplistic. Efficient, effective government. What a concept. How hard is that to figure out? Smaller government. Let's see. Our federal government spent $1.8 trillion in the year 2000. They're nearing $4 trillion now. That all comes out of the economy. We can't continue. There's no way. And they know they can't continue that way, but they still do. And you know how they do it? By deficit spending. And printing money and all that other crap. So that's the big story of the day, and we will cover it soup to nuts, up and down, all around, all that stuff. Yeah, that's my take. You want to debate it? You can email me anytime. You can tweet me. Just be nice. We can debate. Debating is good. Okie dokie. All right, so that was a sigh. We simply told you that if the major indices can break above range, the Dow and S&P, because that's the closest to, combined with 11% cash in the coffers of the pension funds and the mutual funds, could be good for the market. Friday, we had a little bit of a move. Monday was the move. Tuesday, we sat, another move. Wednesday, we sat. Today, gapped up again on really just the same news. I'll get to that in a little bit later. So we are above the breakout on the S&P by about 1.5%. And you may say, 1.5%, that's it? Yeah, 1.5%. But right now it's a good 1.5%. And we'll see where it takes us. Now let me outline a few things for you. Does it mean it works? Does it mean we keep going? But in 2013, it did. Now, whether or not this is the case this time, don't know. Valuations are much higher. We're much longer in the move, farther along in the move. And there's any number of things that we can complain and whine about, which we do any day anyhow. So what we do here, listen carefully. Step by step, day by day, don't get in front of yourself. Now, of course, a couple of weeks ago, the market was crashing over a two-day period. Crashing. The Brexit. 4 days later, the middle finger was stuck out at the Brexit, and then we sat around, and then we had to move the last few days. So, we'll continue to guide you through it. Take your time. Keep your feet on the ground. Valuations are out there. There's still all the negatives. I can tell you the negatives while the market's going up. But right now, the market doesn't care. And here's why. There is just talk now. Ben Bernanke went to Japan and told them you need to do helicopter money. By the way, we're not making this up. He actually said that what they should do is perpetual debt. Just print money and make perpetual debt. Never pay it back. Imagine if you can do that with your credit cards. So we're letting you know, 2020, 4 years from now, let's go five, it's an even five, 2021, we'll be looking back and there'll be cartoon pictures of Ben Bernanke in a straitjacket, in an asylum, in a rubber room, because he's causing all this. And he thinks he's a genius, and he thinks he's a hero, but all he is doing is creating bubbles, massive debt, deficit, distortions all over the frickin' place. And people listen, why? The market goes up because of it. But it's not going to go up forever. But let's hope it does. I'll be all for it. So we're just letting his new thing, perpetual debt made up out of thin air. Now, as I've told you, Germany's 10-year is now negative. Lend Germany for 10 years and give them money. You got that? And give them money. And why would anybody buy that debt? Because they think they're going to go more negative. That would be the only reason, which is itself insane. So stay tuned. It's going to be a fun ride. Let's hope it's on the upside. We will outline for you everything that is working, everything that is lagging. We will be going through in depth all the earnings reports for you, whether you like them or not. And we are in the midst of that. Had a couple today. We'll have a few financials tomorrow. And then the whole Megillah comes out in the next 2 to 3 weeks. Every Dow stock, every big cap. And I got news for you. For some of these big caps like the IBMs that have crappy numbers, they better have good numbers, and the market better be looking at something that we don't know about yet. No, seriously. So up next, full market wrap. Movers of the day, news of the day, and much more today. We thank you for being there and here. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
Control, this is QL1. Everything looks good on my end. Prepping for liftoff. Over. One more thing, QL1. What's that, Control? You've been talking a lot about Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans lately. What would you say is the best reason to use it?
Well, it's completely online. It's easy to use. You can get approved in minutes. It's convenient. You can share your pay stubs and bank statements at the touch of a button, so you get real numbers, not estimates. And
QL1, I asked for the best reason.
Yeah. Go ahead and pick one. Anyone.
That's tough. They all sound great.
I think you're finally getting it, Control.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658, 800-915-9658.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
BizTalkRadio.com.
It's time to switch on the integrator units and get the brain cells working.
You're listening to...
Hey, this promises to be fun.
Investor's Edge.
The last bastion of quality programming.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
It doesn't get better than this.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Well, it looks like Emily will let the music die down for this. Looks like another terrorist attack is being reported. I don't know if you've ever been to Nice, France, south of France. Right on the beach, the main drag. Right, looks like in front of the iconic Negresco Hotel, revelers were celebrating Bastille Day, and a truck, big truck it looks like, on purpose, slammed into them. The guy gets out of the truck and starts shooting at the crowd. They're right now saying 30 dead, 100 injured. That is at first blush. I have no other news. And I believe they have caught the scumbag who did this. If anything else comes through, Man, oh man. Saying dozens of people dead. All right. I guess we'll be expecting more and more of this as we move forward, ladies and gentlemen. All right. Let's do today's market wrap. And that's brought to you by investment-models.com. That's Jim Rohrbach, one of the great market timers. No gray areas with the man. You're in or out of the market with his proprietary indicators. Go check it out. investment-models.com. You know, it's funny that the one place I've been, you know, I never been to Europe until about 10 years ago, and now I've been to like everywhere. The one place I have not been is Nice, Monte Carlo, Monaco, Cannes, Marseille, that whole south of France there. I was going to go last year, and we decided to go to Japan instead. So I know it very well just from really looking it up and down, and wow. We gapped up like 100 and something. We finished up 134, S&P up 11, NASDAQ 28, NASDAQ 100 up 30. Transports a juicy 85, SOX up 5, Advanced decline's not that great, though. 17-13 and 16-13. So I'm just letting you know that even though the Dow is up 130, we may be getting a little peter out here of this move that just occurred, just for now. Doesn't mean anything bad. And I say that because the Russell 2000 was only up one, advanced declines. Story of the day was J.P. Morgan, though it only finished up a little less than a dollar, was up about $1.60, $1.70. Again, earnings were flat year over year. You know? No great shakes. So, again, we've rallied up. We're a little bit above, 1.5% above the recent breakout in the S&P. NASDAQ, I mean, the Dow is not even up 1% from the old highs. And keep your feet on the ground. You got that? Keep your feet on the ground. That's all I want to say. Now, there's a few things I want to mention to you that's weird. It's weird that all these big investment bankers, the heads of them keep coming out and saying they're bearish on markets. I've never seen that before. Even when the markets were in the depths of bear markets, I never heard that from these people. The dude from BlackRock came out today and said, I'm worried about this market. It should not be doing this. I'm not making this up. The head of BlackRock. I'm wondering, are they all short the hell out of the market? Because, you know, I trust these people as far as I can freaking throw them. So that's pretty weird, if you ask me. Pretty weird. I just had to mention that. In the Dow today, Apple almost up 2, Boeing 1.5. Goldman Sachs up 460. Nice move there. But still, the stock Goldman Sachs is where it was in 07 or 06. Hasn't moved in 10 years and is still down from the highs way. IBM, as I mentioned, up 2.25, almost a new yearly high, and I'm like thinking to myself, I'm looking what their guidance is for estimates. It's a horror show. So I got to believe that somebody's got a clue that they're going to beat their crappy estimates. We'll see. McDonald's a stick, 3M a little more than a stick. That was about it, and really nothing down. That'd be the name of the game. Financial strong, but came back down a little bit towards the end of the day. What else do I got for you here that I want to talk about? Energy. Oil prices were up today, but energy stocks really not doing much right here, so not thrilled. Airlines, another very strong day. Remember, airlines were in the depths of hell. Seriously. And they've rallied up. Delta, after going from 50 down to 32, has rallied up to 40. They came out with numbers, sales down 2%. Hey, I'm just reporting the news. United, which has gone from 62 down to 38, back up to 47 in 4 days. Earnings down 19, revenues down 5 for United Continental, if you know, want to know what I mean by all this. And I mentioned CSX yesterday because, was it up again today? Yeah, it was up about 80 cents. CSX, the rail company, in the last 2 days has gone from 27 to 29 on their earnings, which were down 16%. And the revenues were down 12%. Now, keep in mind, it's down from $38 in March of 2015. So maybe we have what is known as the sold out. You know? Maybe. I'm just letting you know that so far, numbers that I consider to be crappy are being bought right now. But we just started, and there's a lot more to go. Latest report, the driver shot dead, but there was another perpetrator, and hostages are being held. And they are now calling it a terrorist attack in beautiful Nice, France. All right, up next on The Edge, we'll stay with the markets and any other breaking news. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
Cold weather slows your battery down, but if it's hot enough to cook breakfast on your hood, your battery could be toast. So pick up a Napa Legend battery today, and you'll get a $15 rebate Visa card by mail. That's $15 back and a new battery in case your old one gets fried. That's Napa know-how. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Some exclusions apply. Offer expires 7/31/16.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Today, more than ever, Americans need a means to protect their life savings. With a troubled economy and government spending out of control, they've been forced to promote loose money policies, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. Birch Gold Group can help you protect your savings by rolling over all or a portion of your IRA or 401k into an IRA backed by physical gold. Take advantage of the best gold prices in years and enjoy the long-term hedge against inflation that gold provides by moving into a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group, the precious metal IRA specialists. Call Birch Gold Group today for a free consultation on how a tax-free rollover to a gold IRA can offer stability, protection, and the peace of mind that your life savings, which you've worked so hard to build, is safe. Call 888-999-1351 and receive Birch Gold's free information kit, which offers the best-kept secrets for safeguarding your savings with gold. Call 888-999-1351. That's 888-999-1351.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
biztalkradio.com. You're listening to
America is Talking
Investor's Edge.
He's got to be pleased with that. The crowd is just on his feet here. He's a Cinderella boy.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
Comes highly recommended. You're going to feel better if you talk to him.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. The breaking news is a terrorist attack in just one of the iconic tourist locations of this world, Nice, France, where a terrorists took a big truck, started down the road, hauled ass, and just mowed over. I'm looking at pictures of some of these people, just mowed over. Reports are 60 dead, over 100 injured, and there are unconfirmed reports that there are hostages taken. The driver of the truck is dead, and hopefully he's chained up somewhere in hell as the goblins are picking at his bones. No place is safe. A nightclub in Orlando, a concert hall in Paris, and now this iconic street in Nice, France. People just out celebrating, enjoying themselves. As I have said for many a moon, I just wonder if we're being too passive with these people, that they don't value life. They don't care if they die. So you know what I would say if I was president? If they don't value life and they don't care if they die, let's accommodate them. If anything else comes in during the rest of the show, we'll let you know. But that is the story as of right now, and I gather you will be seeing a lot more of this throughout the evening. And I'm sure the numbers will change, but they're saying 60 dead. Just people enjoying themselves. And just so you know, that's right off the beach. It's the road right off the beach there. You can go Google it and you'll see. All right, unfortunately, we do have to get back to what we talk about most, and that's the markets. And, you know, some of the emails I've been getting, they're kind of all the same about whether the economy and the market and the economy. And again, we're just letting you know. We're simply letting you know is just drown out anything you hear on economies and all that and just watch markets. I have given you so many examples throughout the years where price will go wherever it wants to go regardless. I outlined for you for 2 years how they kept bringing all these biotechs public that don't have sales. Do you realize no sales? And some of the companies are not even in trials, which means they're years away from any sales. Yet they were given $2 and $3 billion market caps. So anything is possible. I've seen everything during my time in the markets, and price first. You know, the emotions of fear and greed and piling on and getting off the boat at whatever price, it's a fluid thing. It's fluid. I'm noticing futures down just a little bit off of this newest terror attack, just so you know. Movers of the day. Let's see if we can flush anything out. By the way, as I mentioned, J.P. Morgan did report, and it's an important name. Really didn't do much. Interesting enough, Goldman Sachs had a much stronger move than everything. But Goldman, go look at a monthly chart on Goldman Sachs, and you'll see this stock hasn't moved for 10 years and was just at new yearly lows. So, no biggie, as they say. Sticking out today on the movers, not much. Nothing, not much to report. On the upside, even with an up 130. Really, I don't even have much to go over. Just a decent day. Could have been better, but nothing's really kicking me in the teeth here to tell you about. On the downside, you know what I wanted to mention to you? I knew there was something. I'll give me a second. They hit some of the utilities and the REITs as the money's coming out of these defensive issues where money was being parked. I did have to mention to you, while the market's been defensive, there has been and I warned you, a piling on into these municipal bond funds. Now, these are funds that pay you current income exempt from federal income tax. And I must tell you, in the last year, they all moved up 15% plus the yield. And interesting enough, they're all leveraged, so the yields are insane. I've seen some that are 7% tax-free. Now, mind you, we're at 0% interest rates. So people pile on them and pile on them and keep going because nothing's ever go wrong. Well, I got news for you. I'm just noticing in the last 4 days, let's call it 8 to 9% drops in the last 4 days on all these municipal bond funds. You got that? And I suspect there's more to go. When all is said and done, price and yield will matter. And I know you may not think that now because of what central banks are doing, but it will. I outlined for you Economics 101. The more debt you owe, the more your lenders are going to want higher rates on that debt. Of course, when you're dealing with central banks, that isn't happening. Eventually, it will. That's all I can tell you. I've also outlined for you, and I haven't mentioned the name, but 5 years ago, I bought a bond that I got 5% on, going out maybe 3 or 4 years. If I bought that equivalent bond today, it'd be 1%. Central banks. And of course, there are some bonds that should be yielding 10, 11% because they're bad, and they're yielding 4 and 5%. So insanity rules in the bond market. You're getting some of this comeuppance now on these muni bond funds, and I'm seeing it in some of these other ones also that are not muni. We're starting to get hit a little bit on most of these bond funds. So just watch yourself, okay? Preferred stocks that came out of 25 that are trading at 29, I'd be watching yourself. I don't think that devastation can happen, but 29 back to 25, last I looked, is about 13, 14%. That's 2 years of income. And typically, eventually, that's what happens. So we're just trying to highlight for you some of these things here because of distortions. Where we see them, we're going to tell you about them. Gold. Gold got pulled back today a little bit more, but finished off the lows. What interests me more? Gold stocks, which were down pretty decently early, almost finished flat. So the major bid is still in, and I'm still looking for secondary buy points. Because I think they're going higher when all's said and done. That be the gold and silver. Steel, still acting well. And when I say that, again, U.S. Steel is at 21 bucks, hit a bottom of 6. And, of course, it's high. You ready for this? 196. Shall I repeat that? 196. So it's all in perspective. It's all in going back and seeing where things came from. And we'll see where they decide to take these things. The most important thing for me right now It's only one. Only one. I want to see how these earnings come. That's the most important thing for me. Reaction to earnings going to dictate policy a little bit. Of course, the UK is going to lower rates. Japan's doing something new. And all of a sudden, we're getting central bank people talking about helicopter money. Thrilled yet? Up next on The Edge, we'll see if there's an update on this terror attack in Nice, France. And whatever else. Thanks for being here. I'm Gary. This is Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
Life can be unpredictable. That's why you should take control of your family's future now with an estate plan bundle from LegalZoom. Not sure whether you need a last will or a living trust? LegalZoom's network of independent attorneys in 48 states can help you decide which one's right for you without billing by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. Plus, updating your estate plan as your family and assets grow couldn't be easier. Enjoy your life. Use LegalZoom for the legal stuff. LegalZoom. Legal help is here.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM19, Oregon DM80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares.
Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's financial hardship program. Call 800-790-5988. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-790-5988. That number, 800-790-5988. Call now, 800-790-5988.
BizTalkRadio.com. You're listening to...
What are we waiting for?
Well, what are you waiting for?
One, two, ready, go.
Action! Investor's Edge. With Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Again, the big news today, Mike Pence has been named vice president, well, will be named tomorrow by Donald Trump, but the bigger news is a terrorist attack in Nice, France on the Promenade des Anglais, a just beautiful area. We don't know how many, but a truck just hauled ass and rammed into a crowd of people celebrating Bastille Day. 60 dead as of right now, 100 injured. There are reports about hostages, but nothing is confirmed. But leave no doubt, this was a planned terror attack in France. Another one. There's also a thing going on where the Eiffel Tower looks like it's on fire, but they're not saying that's anything at this juncture. You can see smoke and fire right on the Eiffel Tower, but we haven't heard anything yet. And look, I'm just reporting to you the news here. You can watch all this on Fox News Channel, covering it soup to nuts, and the Fox Business Network also. I'm looking right now, just bodies strewn across the road, as well as the promenade. And they're showing video of people running, and there is the truck stopped, bullet riddled, and again, the one person driving dead came out of the truck and shot up the place. I'll just leave you at that, ladies and gentlemen. Futures are down a little bit because of this news, but just keep in mind most of these terror attacks pretty much get shrugged off by the markets unless we're talking about doozies, and a lot of them. There'll be a lot more throughout the evening. This is an iconic tourist location. They are determined, these, I can't say the word, you know where I'm coming from. In the news, because I think I covered whatever I want to cover on the market today, and I wouldn't mind the market pulling back a little bit, working off a little bit of the last few days. Pokemon, that's in the news. Ladies and gentlemen, a guy ran his car into a wall, A woman ran into the glass wall at the 7-Eleven downtown. There's been several accidents, all because people are playing this stupid, moronic, idiotic, doofus-like Pokemon game. I guess, from what I'm reading, you just go to places and the Pokemon shows up on your... That's what you guys are spending your time doing? They are dumbing you down. That's all I can tell you, these video idiots. They're dumbing you down. I think they want you to just be dumb, idiotic, and stupid by coming up with these games. And people... Well, I heard like 30 million people are playing Pokemon. And now all the companies are trying to figure out how to make money off of this with advertisements and this and that. And now all of a sudden, guess what? Pokemon movie! Here comes a Pokemon movie, and I gather we're going to have a Pokemon series. And Pokemon this and Pokemon that. I mean, what the hell is a Pokemon? By the way, let me read this one. Two men fall down cliff while playing Pokemon. I'm not making this up. It's a plot, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling you, it's a plot to keep you dumb, keep you stupid, and run into walls. Imagine. You fall off a cliff. If you have a chance, go get today's Wall Street Journal, and this would be the C section. There is big headlines. Market pays to lend to Germany. A world turned upside down. And it all about rates and interest rates and all that. And again, we're letting you know under no uncertain terms, this is the definition of a monstrous bubble, again brought to you by the morons who brought you housing bubble, internet bubble, tulip bulbs, beanie babies, well, not necessarily beanie babies, but everything else under the sun. So I am in urgence of you to just recognize that, and we'll keep you up to date. We mentioned to you about the muni bond funds now getting whacked, and we suspect there's going to be more to go. But again, let me recap. Mike Pence, who I love, Vice President being picked by Donald Trump. And as I said to you, I'd vote for him for president in a heartbeat, Mike Pence. And, of course, another terrorist attack. And it seems now every couple of weeks something happening somewhere. And there is an alert. Just so you know, there is an alert out in Europe. Any high-profile place, just to be on your guard. Buckingham Palace, be on your guard. Eiffel Tower, be on your guard. The Rijksmuseum in Amsterdam, be on your guard. Great. We'll have more on this tomorrow. And, of course, again, another terrorist attack and more innocent people dead. I wish I had better news. We'll see about tomorrow whether the markets react in a different way. But the markets are strong here. And I believe four or five more big financials we'll be reporting tomorrow, and we'll see how the market reacts to it. You have a great evening. Drive carefully. And when you get home, do like we'll do. Make sure you hug your children. Night-night, all.
Yeah.
opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.